It's time for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. From the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and covering kayaks to cruise ships. Let's go down on the docks and join Captain Bob May for this week's show.
Let's just hope that the weather holds out and we have this kind of mild August for the shootout coming up in just 2 weeks from today. And 1 week from today, we got the Midwest Wine and Brew Fest where you'll find me. We'll be set up there at the Lodge of the Four Seasons next Saturday. Great door prizes to give away, too. Show you right now, we're going to be giving away some Cletus Cups, some of the books from Shelley about her skiing adventures. And let's see, Osel, we're going to have some down alert PSD special signaling devices to give away as well. And lots of good literature. We'll have some of our Bob's No Wake Zone t-shirts up there as well next Saturday for the Wine and Brew Fest at the Lodge. And then, of course, 2 weeks from today, we kick off the shootout. Actually, the shootout activities start next week, but this coming Saturday, today, we're going to talk a little bit about the shootout's No Wake Zone thing that's got changed for this year. Captain Matt Walls joined me, and Becca Frost from Was Up at the Lake. We were down at the Marine Max gas dock this past week and did some recording, some video recording that's going to be played back during the shootout. But we also had a chance to talk about some other things going on, including that No Wake Zone extension for Saturday of shootout. Pirate Radio is about to get launched, and Bob Bitchin will be here. Good old buddy. I haven't seen him and talked to him in a long, long time. Make-A-Wish Rides, Tiffany Mawson's going to talk about that, and then Jeff Green and Brian Vance from Ameren will be here to chat with us a little bit about GFCIs and also about wakes. I'm going to give you a name and a phone number and an email address and a website, and these are going to be important to you because if you need a boat lift or a PWC lift, this is who you want to talk to. Joanne Clark, Area Manager, Hydrohoist Marine Group, 573-346-7505. J. Clark, just the initial J, jclark at boatlift.com. The website is boatlift.com, or you can stop into her office right there in Lynn Creek, right here at Lake of the Ozarks, Hydrohoist of the Ozarks on U.S. Highway 54, about halfway between the Osage Beach and Camdenton. Of course, you want to talk to them about the Ultra Lift, the series of boat lifts that they are offering, the they've also got those really nice new PWC platforms, the HP Extreme. If you need a power pedestal for your dock, or if you're looking for some protection for your dock, they've got the dock protection package as well. It's a full line place. You'll find whatever you might need there, and they also provide service when needed. Hydrohoist of the Ozarks, 573-346-7505, J. Clark at boatlift.com. Well, let's see. We were out on the Marine Max fuel dock this past week filming some video for the shootout for the Water Patrol, and we had a chance to break that up and share it with you. So here is the first question to Captain Matt Walls, and that is about the No Wake Zone after the Saturday shootout.
Well, we're trying something a little bit different this year. As everybody knows, we do have a tremendous amount of boating traffic at the shootout event, especially on Saturdays. So we are going to extend the No Wake area from the 31-mile mark down to the 24-mile mark from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. on Saturday only. Saturday is traditionally the larger crowd that we have at the shootout, so we're going to try that this year and see if that helps keep the lake a little bit safer in that stretch of the lake where people are exiting the event.
This is a great opportunity for people maybe to leave the shootout area, the tie-ups, and maybe go into another cove and go to a restaurant and wait out the crowd. That would help thin it out a little bit until maybe well after that 5 o'clock hour.
You know, that's one thing that we hope it will accomplish is spread out that traffic a little bit. You'll get some people that choose to leave the event before the before the extended No Wake area goes into effect. You'll have some people that choose to idle into that extended area while it's in effect, and you'll have some people stick around probably upstream and until it goes out of effect.
So from a physical identification location of where the No Wake ends, that would be after the Paradise Restaurant, after Tantera and Paradise, as you kind of make that corner there?
Correct. The extended No Wake area will end just downstream from Paradise Restaurant, around the 24-mile mark.
Okay. And then, of course, you're going to have plenty of officers, plenty of assistance from the Coast Guard, probably auxiliary out there to help maintain that No Wake, because that's a long way.
We will have a significant number of officers in that area, so I would encourage boaters to keep a proper lookout for officers with the red lights on and make sure you're adhering to the direction that they're giving you. The extended no-wake area would be for the main channel only. It would not apply to the coves in that area, so that's an important thing to know as well.
All right, very good. Now, that's for Saturday, August 26th, the first day of the Lake of the Ozarks shootout. Let's talk about some other safety things regarding boating in general. When an officer is stopping a boat for a reason that they've maybe done something wrong, maybe their registration isn't right or whatever, what are some of the questions that your officers will ask as far as the safety equipment is concerned?
Well, we'll usually address the reason for the stop initially, and then we're going to go through an equipment check, especially life jackets, which is the most important piece of safety equipment you have on a boat. So making sure you have the appropriate life jackets. If it's powered by gasoline, of course, you have to have a fire extinguisher on board, making sure the boat's registered properly. You know, just going through a checklist of equipment you're required to have by state law.
Days are getting shorter, so the nights are getting here faster, and a lot of people may get caught out there without navigation lights. So that's one of those things that they should check always before they leave the dock.
You know, navigation lights are always seem to be a problem. So making sure that they're functioning properly before you leave the dock is a good idea. Even if you don't plan to be out after dark, sometimes your trip may be extended a little longer and you end up out there after dark. And it's such a dangerous time if somebody's lights aren't functioning properly. Because as you know, boats don't have headlights on them. So they have lights that other boats can see you and determine what direction you're traveling. So making sure those lights are working properly is very important.
And, of course, we always need to talk about the BWI situation. Not a good idea for the driver of the boat to be intoxicated.
That's right. It is against the law in Missouri to operate a boat while you're intoxicated. The legal limit is 0.08 as far as BWIs. We would certainly encourage boat operators to also be alert to passengers that have maybe had too much to drink. Make sure they're wearing life jackets. Probably get them on land as soon as they can, because you always have that added danger around the water that you don't have on land. So.
One other topic that continually needs to be discussed and talked about, and that is the topic about wakes and rollers on the lake. New boaters here don't understand it. People have been around a long time know it, but that's one of the areas where most people get injured when they're crossing wakes in their boat.
Right. You know, I hear so many people say that boat wake or a boat wake caused a boat accident. And although they're often a contributing factor, generally speaking, it's more the boat captain who is crossing the wake. They don't take the appropriate action as a boat driver to make that encounter safer. So we always encourage boats to approach waves at anywhere from a 45 to 90 degree angle, slow down, alert your passengers if it's a large wake, because that's where we see our injuries occur. If a passenger is facing backwards, or they just don't notice the wave, and all of a sudden you have that impact, we're seeing back injuries as a result of that. So alerting them so they can brace themselves across that wave is a good idea.
You know, the law is 100 feet from any dock, but then when you come into a cove or a no-wake area that's designated to be no-wake, that's the warning to close down from, you know, flying along on plane or in a plowing mode and getting into an idle position.
Right. As a larger boat, especially really any boat that's capable of creating excessive wake, when they enter a cove area, these are more protected areas. They should be. You know, there's a lot of people swimming around docks, and the docks, generally speaking, are not as durable as docks on the main channel. So we encourage boats to either idle once they enter a cove, or if they can safely do so, operate on plane. But just really pay attention to what your boat wake's doing behind you, and you know, try to adjust your operation in those particular areas.
I guess maybe one last thought. It's been a pretty safe year so far. We've had no boating fatalities on Lake of the Ozarks. You think this educational process that we've been going through the last year or so is finally helping?
I think it is. You know, we will continue to educate boaters on the importance of being courteous with their wake. The state laws that we have are the state laws that we have, and we expect people to comply with those. But even beyond that, think of other boaters, the difficulties they may have crossing your wake. Think about property owners and the damage that your wake could potentially cause to their property, and adjust your operation accordingly. For all boaters, though, I would remind them that boating is typically not a controlled environment. So you have to adjust the way you operate to the conditions that exist, whether you're operating on the ocean or Lake of the Ozarks or a shallow float stream. You know, you have to adjust your operation. And there's some areas in certain boats maybe you should avoid. You know, you have to know before you go out there what the conditions are.
Thanks again to Becca from Was Up at the Lake for doing some live feed, and we'll have some great videos for you during the shootout with Captain Matt Walls. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk pirate radio and Make-A-Wish rides as Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues on News Talk KRMS. Be right back.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielasscharters.com.
Come taste the best of the Midwest at the 24th Annual Midwest Wine and Brew Festival on Saturday, August 19th from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Lodge of Four Seasons. Featuring the finest wines and brews from across the state, this will be one of the largest tasting events in central Missouri. The afternoon will feature door prizes, vendors, and live entertainment by Sean C. Tickets are $15 in advance or $20 at the door. For more information, call the Lake Erie Chamber of Commerce at 573-964-1008 or visit us online at lakeeriechamber.com.
Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show is back on the air. Hey, good morning. Thank you for being with us. We're going to be talking some electric shock drowning GFCI info and also about wakes today with Brian Vance and Jeff Green from Ameren. Tiffany Mawson's going to be with us in a little bit to talk about the Wishing on a Rides for the Lake of the Ozarks Shootout, the Make-A-Wish Foundation rides. And coming up next, we're catching up with an old friend. His name is Bob Bitchin, and he is about to launch the new Pirate Radio. And we'll be talking to Bob via Skype in just a few minutes. Talking about pirates, we've got the pirate treasure hunt cruises aboard the Calypso, which is part of the Jolly Rogers excitement up in the Gravois, 4.5 miles up in the Gravois arm. And you can reach them by getting on the website, of course, or you can give them a phone call to make your reservations. Website's pretty easy, and you can enter the promo code NOWAKEZONE, and you'll get $3 off per ticket. Now, this is for the Pirate Treasure Hunt Excursion. And it's a great kids' party. They love it. If you got grandkids around, take them on up there. But you do need to make reservations, because I was talking to Captain Scallywag this week, and he was saying they've been very, very busy, even during the week. So if you want more information, you can certainly give them a call. And the phone number up there is 573-392-5390, or just go to jollycharters.com. And remember, the Pirate Treasure Hunt Excursion is the one you want, and you can get $3 off per ticket if you will just enter the promo code NOWAKEZONE. Well, I met this guy several years ago out in Annapolis, Maryland at one of the boat shows there in, I don't know what year it was, but it had to have been 7 or 8 or 9, maybe even 10 years ago. And then caught up with him again down at the Southwest International Boat Show at Kema, Texas, a couple of times. His name is Bob Bitchin, and we're connecting with him out in California via Skype. Bob, how you doing, man? Good to talk to you again.
I'm Bitchin. You too. How you doing, Bob? I like your name.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, we talked about that. We've talked about a lot of the things that you were involved in through the motorcycle days and then into boating and cruising. And you came up with this this magazine called Latitudes and Attitudes, and I'm sure there are a lot of people out here in my radio listening audience that remember that. So tell us a little bit how that kind of got started.
Yeah, just in a nutshell, after sailing around the world for 10 years and living on board for almost 30 at the time, I decided that I needed to come home and make some money because I had run out of fun tickets. And being out there cruising without fun tickets is not fun.
Uh-huh.
So we started a magazine. Prior to going cruising, I had started Biker Magazine and Tattoo Magazine. And I had sold those to Easy Rider to get the money to go sailing. And so when I came back, it seemed logical the thing to do to start another magazine. So we started a biker magazine for boaters, and it was called Latitudes and Attitudes. We went on with that for 15 years. We ended up starting a television show, which ran for 5 years on national cable. We started a radio network. We had pretty much done everything we had hoped to do in that 15 years. We were the number one selling marine title in the United States at the time. And I decided, because I was almost about to turn 70, that it's time to retire. Let's sell this thing and go cruising. And we put the magazine up for sale. The first buyer came, and they didn't have quite enough money to close it. But they came back 2 weeks later with two friends that had the money, they said. And so we sold it. And then we found out the two men that said they had the money were con men. And they had over 17 judgments against them. And they bankrupted us. We never got a dime. Lost $1 million.
Yep, I remember
that. Didn't have $1 million. I was about to nibble on the end of my Smith & Wesson, and I get a phone call from somebody saying, hey, your readers want you to start a new magazine. And I was not in the best of humor, as you can imagine. I was about to lose my house and everything. I decided that, you know, I can't. I'm too old. I'm almost 70. You don't start a new business at 70. That would be stupid. And the only thing stupider than starting a business at 70 would be to start a print magazine in the day of the internet.
Yeah.
That would be pretty.
That was a great idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, wait, let's top it off. Let's make it the triple play. Let's start it in the marine industry, which is dying because of the economy. You need to start a new magazine. And I said, I can't. I don't have any money. And they said, we'll put up the money. And I'm like, no, because I can't pay it back. And they said, well, what if a bunch of us put up the money? And it's just a little bit. And I said, okay. If you put up $250, if we raise $50,000, we will start a new magazine, and that will print one issue, and we'll see what happens. And I didn't expect it to happen, not at $250 a blow. As it turns out, 13 days later, we had $175,000 in a PayPal account that I could not touch because I was in bankruptcy. So we started with my best friend as the president of the company, and I was just a consultant. And we started a new magazine called Cruising Outpost.
Mm-hmm.
To have our fifth anniversary issue of Cruising Outpost, we are currently the number one selling marine title in the United States. And on the cover of our fifth anniversary issue, we're going to have Mr. Morgan Freeman.
Wow. And you've also got a website, cruisingoutpost.com, right, to go along with
cruisingoutpost.com, it? Cruisingoutpost.com, correct. And now we're starting pirate radio.
Well, you are the comeback kid. I mean, you've been down and out so many times, and then you've always come back. And you know, what you do is what people really enjoy. And so taking it to the next step, you did this Trade Winds Radio, which is out there for a long time, playing some popular music from some of these guys that play around the world in different portages.
When we had Latitudes and Attitudes, we started a radio network that was really just software that ran MP3s from artists who play at the bars and waterfronts all over the world that we had met while cruising. Pretty soon we had over 100 artists that you'd never heard of, but they're all good, but they've only got one album out. They can't get a manager and they can't get airplay. So we gave them airplay. It helped quite a bit. I mean, when I started with Eric Stone, who you've probably heard of.
Yes.
His first album had not come out yet, and he gave me a homemade one off of his computer. And I loved his music, and I said, yeah, we're going to use it. And now he has 13 albums because of all the airplay that he was getting. It did work out pretty well.
Now, Trade Winds Radio is sort of mimicking into pirate radio. So what's pirate radio going to be all about?
Trade Winds Radio is a all music station. Pirate radio, I'm going to do a half-hour show on pirate radio once a week, where I'll interview somebody like Eric Stone or Brent Burns or Robbie White or one of the waterfront players that nobody's ever heard about. We'll interview them and then play one or two of their songs, ask them where they got the inspiration for the songs, and then we'll play it. And so it's going to be a semi-talk show. But it's going to be playing music as well. We'll also we're hoping to steal some from you and have you on there too. So we'll see.
Well, I'd like to see you get a couple of our waterfront guys like Donnie Larson, or I'm also thinking about the guy down at the Fish, Dale Blue. These guys have some great stories too. That even though they're not, in the cruising territory, they're certainly waterfront bar performers and have a unique story. So when will Pirate Radio launch? And it's spelled different, right? You spell it
P-Y-R-A-T-E.
Pirate. Pirate Radio.
Pirate with a Y. R.
And when's it going to start? ARG.
Well, we just finished our funding, and we've accomplished our funding. So it's going to take probably anywhere from 4 weeks to 6 weeks before we start on the air and start broadcasting. And slowly, the only broadcast stations we'll start with will be all over Florida and a couple in Europe and in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's going to be picked up and take over from the Tradewinds radios, which are all over the world. And it'll, of course, be online as well.
Now, recently, you met up with a fellow that I met a couple of years ago. He put on boatradio.net. And picked up our show and started running that every week. But now you two have discovered each other, and I guess you had a long interview with Mike.
Yeah, Mike, he was actually in Mallorca, Spain at the time, which was about 4 days, 5 days ago, I think it was.
So what was the main line of questioning? Pretty much what we were talking about here, your progression and going through all this stuff and how you got to Pirate Radio now?
Right, except it was an hour long, so it started when I was a bodyguard for Evel Knievel and walked all the way through currently.
Oh, I'd forgotten about that. That's right. You were, weren't you, at one time? How long were you with him?
Yeah, I traveled with Snivelbo Weevil until he fell in the canyon in 73.
Oh, my gosh. It's been great talking to you and catching up a little bit on what you're doing, and we hope that many of our listeners will have a chance to pick up on Pirate Radio or Tradewinds Radio and catch up with you, maybe boatradio.net. Or right here on my show. Maybe we'll cross paths again down the road, Bob. It's been great talking to you.
I appreciate it. And make sure your listeners know they can go to bobbitchin.com or cruisingoutpost.com and see more.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks again. Have a good day, and we'll be watching your progress. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Love your name.
Ditto. Good luck, Bob. Nice talking with you again. Tiffany Mawson is coming up next. Talk about the Wishing on a Ride, the Make-A-Wish rides coming up in shootout time and just a few days. And a nice welcome to Jeff Green and Brian Vance are going to be with us later in the program as well to talk about GFCIs and wakes. Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show is where you are. We're in the No Wake Zone this morning, and we'll be right back after these messages on News Talk KRMS.
Hi, this is Polly Day, Executive Vice President of Marine Max. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.
Driving your boat or rental under the influence of alcohol or drugs can cost you. This is Captain Mike Kircher, a member of the Lake of the Ozarks Captains Association. Hire a licensed U.S. Coast Guard captain to drive your boat or rental if you plan to partake in adult beverages. Professional captains have the training and have been drug tested, checked out by Homeland Security with background checks, and have requirements for sea time to maintain their credentials. To find a captain, visit lotocaptain.com and relax and enjoy your stay.
Still to come on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, this Saturday morning we're going to talk about your GFCIs on your dock, and we're going to talk a little bit about wakes too. Brian Vance and Jeff Green from Ameren will be with us to fill us in on all those details. But next we're going to talk to Tiffany Mawson about the Wishing on a Ride, the Make-A-Wish Foundation event coming up for the shootout. The home of the shootout is Captain Ron's, and it's also this year's official waterfront restaurant bar for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Pay him a visit. You'll love it. You'll tell your friends about it, and everybody that comes to the lake will want to try to go there. 34.5-mile marker on the main channel, Lake Road 550 Sunrise Beach. It's just across the Hurricane Deck Bridge. CaptainRon'sAtTheLake.com is a good website to check out more information. They always have live entertainment on weekends. Saturday night, that's tonight, we'll have the Chris Lager Band from 8 to midnight. Monday night, Sax on the Beach, 7 to 10. Next week, Spontaneous and Funk will be around in a couple of weeks. Sax on the Beach back, Double D, the Groove Pilots, DJ Kyle. They've got a great lineup all the way through the summer months, all the way down into October, early November. We'll talk more about those final days this year, but we've got plenty of time for you to get into Captain Ron's. If you want to give him a call, it's 573-374-5852. You can text DINING to 22828 for more information, or visit the website CaptainRon'sAtTheLake.com.
Dock your boat at Captain Ron's and come on in for a great meal. This is Dallas, and we're the official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
All right, we're here with Tiffany Mawson, the boat driver. tell me first, you know, we're going to talk about wishing on a ride for the shootout, but first I just wanted to get a quick reaction about the Glock shootout. What was your thought?
Oh, wow, the Glock shootout, that was so much fun. You know, that event has really come a long way over the last 3 years. They do a great job down there. The volunteers are by far awesome. They've come up to the shootout and, you know, met with us and asked how we run things. And their volunteer core base of volunteers is the best. They're every bit as good as ours up here at the Lake of the Ozarks. So that's kind of neat. But I got to actually drive the boat this year, and I'm planning on driving it again in the shootout, which is really exciting. I've always enjoyed driving the boat and learning to drive the boat. Mark took me out. We got the center console, and it's got the triple 300s on it, and it's got the bow thruster, so I can dock it a lot easier. So I feel really comfortable in the boat. And Mark just said, "Hey, what do you think about driving it in the shootout?" And I said, "I'd love to try that, but you know, I don't want to embarrass myself either and go, you know."
Oh, you certainly didn't. You did 77
miles an hour, yeah. And you know, it's really hard for me to do the throttles while I'm driving because my hands are too small, and I couldn't push the trim tabs with my thumb. So I'm so glad that Mark was in the boat with me anyway, and I wouldn't want it any other way. So we are going to do the same thing in the shootout, hoping to get maybe even a 78 out of the boat at the shootout. We got some things up our sleeves. So, but yeah, it was fun. It's so exciting. And I don't think people realize, especially me being new to it, to line the boat up with the track, you know, with our boat is so big and it turns a big circle, and trying to do that and get it lined up and then hold it at 40 miles an hour when you cross the start line, it wasn't an easy task. By the sixth time, I had it down, but I told Mark it was very intimidating to be out there.
Well, and you guys participated in the opening ceremonies as well, and it really ended up being a really great event. You went to Beaver Lake recently as well.
Yeah, we represented the Lake of the Ozarks and Polylift at the Beaver Lake Fun Run. It was a charity called Sheepdog that supports first responders and military personnel that come back that are injured. And they have trouble getting back into society, and they really do a lot of support for them and their family and kind of get them back to feeling good about themselves and prove to them that they do have a purpose. And even though they're injured or something's happened, whether it's a traumatic situation that's caused them some mental stuff or physical, it's a great charity. And we had a wonderful time. It's the most beautiful lake that I've ever been to. The water is aqua blue. It's clear. You can see the boat. You can see the propellers under the water running. That's that clear.
Speaking of charities, the Make-A-Wish Rides, or what's called Wishing on a Ride, is coming up on Thursday, August 24th, as part of our Lake of the Ozarks shootout, 2 weeks of events going on here. Tell me a little bit about how this got started.
Well, it started originally. There was a lady came up here from Florida and was trying to do it during the shootout and was unable to get boats because she wasn't from here. Had a hard time getting boats lined up, and Ron said, "Hey, can you help us? We need some boats. We got kids sitting on the dock wanting rides." They promoted it at Make-A-Wish, and you know, we had a handful of kids show up, and there's no boats out here. So I just went in Captain Ron's and asked people who were eating breakfast if they had a boat out there, and if they did, would they give a ride? And Ron said, "Well, you did such a good job doing that. Why don't you start doing it every year for us?" So I, you know, Make-A-Wish is near and dear to my heart. My nephew had muscular dystrophy, and his Make-A-Wish was to meet Steve Jobs. It's a great story. If anybody wants to hear it, ask me, because it takes a little time. I'm not going to do it today, but it made Make-A-Wish a target for me to make sure that I was always involved in that and what it did for my nephew and his family. He passed away when he was 19, and Steve Jobs wrote a letter to my sister that he was able to face death with his cancer because of my nephew. So
wow.
These kids that come out that day can be anybody with a serious medical condition, and their families get to ride along, or a disability. So we have a lot of people in the disabled community here, a lot of kids, and even the shelter workshop brings their employees over with their parents' consent. I mean, Rusty Ron brought his big MTI out and gave rides. You know, Justin from Waves and Wheels is always out there, but we have all the cigarette boats, the Snoopy Doghouse boat. We have pontoon boats out there. So, you know, some kids don't like the noise and they don't want to go fast, but to be on the water on a boat is something they don't get to do every day. So.
Right. This event has grown and grown and grown. You fill up Dock 3 down there. Is there still a need for more boats, or you pretty much got what you can handle right now?
I have boats on backup already. Okay. So, but what happens is the day before, I might get a call. Three or four people will call and say, I'm not going to make it up there in time to do the rides. I'm not going to be able to come till Friday because my boat motor's still getting repaired, or my props aren't in yet, or there's always something with boats, and they're coming for the shootout. And so if they can't make it for the rides, they always call me and let me know. We did have the dock filled last year. We had boats on the other dock as well. Several times, every single boat was out. And we still had kids waiting. So if someone wants to, you know, has a go fast boat or a nice boat that they want to take kids out for a ride, one or two rides, call me and I'll put it on my list. And if we have somebody back out, I'll put them in the slots.
All right. More information, Lake of the Ozarks shootout.com or .org. And what about a phone number if somebody wants more information from you?
Yeah, if they want to call 573-368-1177. Or the other thing they could do is get on email. And just do lotoshootout@gmail.com. So it's L-O-T-O for Lake of the Ozarks, at lotoshootout@gmail.com. They can request information through that as well. We have a whole team. We actually have some kids that come from out of town. Even Oklahoma. We've had some come from Kansas. We had Illinois. And when they come that far, even some from St. Louis, we do have some hotel rooms sometimes that are donated from our local community. And thank you to CareMS for every year they donate. You guys donate some gift cards for the families that are coming from a distance. And we try to supply them with a meal or two while they're here just to take the burden off. But it's a great event. I'm so proud to be a part of it. And the volunteers that I have on the docks that day have come back every year to volunteer. I am booked with volunteers every year. I don't even have to ask them. They show up every year, and it's the same people, and they know their job, and it's a lot of fun.
The drivers get almost as much out of this as the kids and the families do, don't they? Tell me the story about Justin Wagner.
Oh yeah, Justin Wagner at Waves and Wheels. He had the Ironman boat, and even last year with his other boat, he always reaches out to one. I mean, all boat drivers usually find one kid or two kids that they really connect with. And Justin had a little boy from St. Louis. His name's Graham, and you'll see him on the website quite a bit. And his family has been dealing with this for several years. He's had a pretty serious round of chemo this year. We don't know if he'll be able to make it or not, but he has been battling, and he loved Ironman. So Justin had the Ironman boat, and Ironman was broken that day. It wasn't running right. When he got to the dock a little late, and it was hot. It was 100 degrees, and Graham was just, he couldn't wait to see the Ironman boat. And so it pulls in, and Justin said, hey, you want to help me fix Ironman? Put him in the compartment where the engines are, and he helped him change out spark plugs. And that's all it needed. And they got back on the water and took off. And then Justin had an Ironman boat made for him, and he just went over and above. And Justin doesn't like the publicity, but and a lot of these drivers don't. They're just doing it because they want to do it. And do they get more out of it than the kids? Absolutely. Every one of those guys is wearing their sunglasses all day for a reason. It is sunny out, but they're wearing it for another reason too. So,
right.
But it's really neat how these kids just touch our lives as much as we're touching theirs. So it's pretty neat.
Thank you, Tiffany. We do appreciate it very much. Much success with this great event as part of Shootout 2017. Going to learn about GFCIs and why they're so important around your dock or marina. Also going to talk a little bit about wakes. Brian Vance, Jeff Green from Ameren are up next on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Thank you for being with us right here on News Talk KRMS. The 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9. Live streaming audio as well, and in the archives a little bit later. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
Hi, this is Lance Utley with the Lake of the Ozarks Convention and Visitor Bureau, Director of Member Services. We want to thank you for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
We're back on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show Saturday morning. It's August the 12th already. My gosh. Great to have you along with us this morning as we are not quite ready to head back to the dock and put her away for the day. We're going to talk some GFIs for your dock and also some wake information with Brian Vance and Jeff Green, both from Ameren. And, you know, with the rain we've had the last weekend, you know, we had that 5, 6, 7, 8 inches of rain, depending on where you were around the lake, and that other flooding situation where a lot of people's docks were getting moved around and up higher than they should, and a possibility of some damage. So we're going to talk a little bit about having your docks inspected and making sure that your GFIs are working correctly. Screen Printing and More, formerly Show Me Shirts and Midwest Screen Printing, is now Printed Inklings. And the new owner is Kelsey Jackson. You'll enjoy working with her. She's able to do screen printing on any types of clothing, you know, T-shirts and so on. Embroidery work as well for your company logos and whatever. Design and freshen up your logos for your shirts and koozies, hats, and specialty items. She can do it all right there for you. She's in Camdenton. The business is on Highway 54 right across from Central Bank. Find her on Facebook, Printed Inklings, or you can call 573-692-5217. She's the official T-shirt vendor for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show T-shirts. And you know, come on up to the Missouri Wine and Brew Fest. It's a week from today. It's next Saturday. And we'll be up there at the Lodge of the Four Seasons in the big exhibit hall, and you'll have a chance to win some of those T-shirts. We've got some other things we're going to give away, too. The Cletus Cups. We're going to give away a couple of the books from Shelley Blum. We've got a bunch of stuff to give away. Again, Printed Inklings, located there in Camdenton, 573-692-5217. Find them on Facebook or just stop by. Introduce yourself to Kelsey. She'll be glad to take care of you. I was giving some training lessons this past weekend with a family, three gentlemen and a dad, and they just bought a new pontoon boat and wanted to get familiar with it and kind of have some fun out on the lake. And we were out roaming around, and it was Saturday morning, so it was kind of chilly, as you remember, but we had a good time, and we were talking about various services that are available, and I mentioned, I said, oh, by the way, are you members of Boat U.S.? What? What's that? Boat U.S.? What's that? So I explained what Boat U.S. was, and then I talked about one of the most important things about that, and that is the towing services from Boat U.S. Well, that really got their attention, and they learned that, you know, if they have a problem with a battery that's not working or soft grounding, maybe a fuel delivery, maybe they ran out of fuel, maybe they had a technical issue with the boat, maybe a mechanical issue, and they need to get towed away. The towboat U.S. guys on the Lake of the Ozarks take care of it. And I told them the membership for the year was only $72. And they said, no, that can't be right. $72 for the year? I said, yeah, it's only $72. And that gives you 24-hour dispatch, 7 days a week, 365, plus all the benefits of being a member of Boat U.S. And they wrote it down, boatus.com. You do the same, or you can go to my website, bobsnowakezone.com, click either of the Boat U.S. or the Towboat U.S. logos for more information on joining and being protected by the towboats at Lake of the Ozarks from Towboat U.S. Anytime the water at the lake goes up or down any significant amount like it did last weekend, it's a great time to take a little time before you jump in the water off your dock and check your GFCIs. Brian Vance is with Ameren, and Brian, it's one of those things people need to be aware of and do often.
That's right. You know, every time you come down to the lake for your weekend, you probably go through the house and make sure everything's all right there. You certainly probably check out your boat and got all your gear and the things you want to do for the weekend, and inspecting your dock and taking a look around at your dock and make sure no damage has occurred is extremely important. The way that most of the docks are wired these days, they're done in a manner where the homeowner themselves can see something obvious. You know, do I have a break in my conduit? Has my dock slipped a little bit from my dock ramp? Has something broken? You want to exercise your GFCI breakers and your GFCI outlets and make sure those are functioning properly. The first sign, if one of those does not reset, it trips continuously, you know, that's when you want to make sure you disconnect the power to that facility and have somebody that's qualified check out the dock and make sure that everything is functioning properly. No greater risk at your facility than to your own family, you know, and you want to be cognizant of electricity and water. We all know those don't mix, but just a simple check of those things. And if you are having problems, make sure you contact the right qualified electrician to check that out for you.
Very good information there, Brian. Thank you so much. Jeff, you have some comments about that as well?
Never, ever, ever try to reset a breaker if someone's in the water. You know, if you're doing an inspection on your dock and testing GFCIs and breakers and whatnot, don't do that when someone's swimming. As you know, we had a situation where there was a breaker in a house here a few years ago that wasn't acting right, and then someone tried to reactivate that because it had gotten to be dark, right? And they really wanted lights on at the dock, and there were swimmers in the water, and we had a fatality. So, very important not to to activate those types of breakers if someone's in the water.
And, of course, if you do get caught in the water and you start feeling the tingling in your arms and legs, that's a good time to swim away from the dock. So the word is, if you feel a shock, swim away from the dock. Good information, gentlemen. Thank you so much. Jeff, I want to cover another topic with you a little bit and have you comment about the wake situation. You know, the last couple of years, we've had a pretty good educational effort underway by the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association, the Water Safety Council, many people here on the show. We've had some billboards and some signs and some banners and some brochures and some stickers and, you know, coasters, all kinds of information about watching your wake. You know, give them a break, watch your wake. We still have a little bit of an issue with that, don't we?
Large wakes is a big issue here at Lake the Ozarks. As you know, we get lots of complaints from dock owners in virtually all settings, except back at cove settings where there's not much wave action, about wake damage. So, and you know, the Water Patrol is also working with boaters here at the lake to encourage them not to plow. Even a small watercraft, if it's operated incorrectly, can cause a large wake. So so plowing around the lake is not something that's good, and certainly can cause damage and additional wave action. So, you know, there's a section in our newsletter about courteous boating and just being aware of your wake and operating your boat in such a way that that you create the least wake possible. You know, plowing is that time between stopping and getting on plane. Mm-hmm. So it's better just to get your boat up on plane and don't plow around. Travel at speeds which do not endanger other boaters or property. You know, there's a lot of boats that go very, very fast here at Lake the Ozarks, and you know, every year there's an accident due to, you know, somebody going too fast in a setting that's not conducive for that. So that's something that folks need to be aware of. You know your surroundings. If you're in a heavily developed area where there's lots of docks and lots of other obstructions around the lake or in that particular portion of the lake that you're boating, just be careful in those areas and be cognizant. Be a patient boater. Maintain proper distances between docks, proper distances between no wake buoys and other boats. And again, just be aware of your wake. You know, with everyone out there recreating many times at the same time on weekends, wave action can get big. And if you're too close to a dock and you take off, or if you're plowing close to a dock, that wake can cause damage to to that dock. So we just encourage folks to be courteous while they're out there enjoying Lake the Ozarks. We got people on the land that have docks, and then people that are out there on the water that are trying to enjoy the water. And sometimes, you know, there's conflicts there, and one of the things that creates conflict we have found is wave action. So just be courteous out there.
It's a hidden hazard. You cannot tell by looking at the water, but it can be deadly. Electricity can leak into water from faulty equipment on docks and boats plugged into shore power. Someone who swims into energized water can become a victim of electric shock drowning. Safe Electricity urges, if you feel a shock, swim away from the dock. Tuck your legs up to make yourself smaller and swim away from anything that could be energized. Learn more at safeelectricity.org.
Are you courteous with your boat wake? This is Captain Matt Walls with Water Patrol Division. That is a question boaters need to ask themselves, especially when operating a vessel capable of creating a large wake. In ideal conditions, boats should operate at idle speed, or when you can safely do so, on plane. For most boats, plowing is that transitional speed between idle and on plane when a boat creates an excessive wake. Continuous plowing should be avoided, particularly near docks and in coves. Please join the Highway Patrol in making our roadways and waterways safe.
Well, it's anchor time. Pull up the anchor, head back to the docks. We thank you so much for being with us this morning. Thanks to our guests today, Brian Vance, Jeff Green, Tiffany Mawson. Good to talk to you too, Bob Bitchin. That new pirate radio thing coming. And thank you for joining us today. We'll be back next weekend right here, same time, same boat channel. And then we'll be up at the Midwest Wine and Brew Fest at the Lodge of the Four Seasons. We'll hope you come up there and see us. We got a lot of great door prizes for you. Like to meet you and listen to your thoughts and comments about the show, anything you'd like me to talk about. Until then, have a great weekend. We'll see you next week right here on News Talk KRMS Osage Beach, the broadcast home of the Lake of the Ozarks Shootout, just in 2 weeks from today. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.